What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This room disappoints me.
What? I mean, we know,
you're
but
included,
why?
You're included, right?
No.
In that?
No, I get it that neither one of you are into football, but like, and it's not time for the Super Bowl yet. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Again.
We're not promoting anything. So yeah, the Super Bowl.
It just gets really hazy every year and I forget what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not.
A lot of emails get sent out, yeah, when you're in radio about what you can and can't say around the big game.
So badly, this is inside baseball. Game. I want to talk about who our lawyer is who sends that email out, because he has the most mafioso. His name's Palumbo.
Yeah.
He's come from Palumbo. Don't everyone got you signing Super Bowl on your shows there. I listen. So if you... Anyway, there's a study out that says more people care more about the food than the Super Bowl itself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you even go to Super Bowl parties, Hack?
I used to, yeah. And then I just ate all the food and I stopped getting invited. No, I used to, like, in high school and stuff. And now I will prepare food and stuff for the game. Like,
you will.
Snacks. Yeah, snacks. Let me clarify. Snacks.
I'm like,
snacks.
Everyone listening who knows anything about you is like, T-Yak prepares. Was that entail?
He opens the bags.
That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Dumps it into a bowl. I doubt he even dumps it into a bowl. He puts his smarmy, greasy little hand inside.
Yeah. Oh, dishes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to talk a few things about the Super Bowl, and one of them is, we were talking the other day about how you may or may not be a bad parent. Did you read all the texts about?
I did. Yeah, a lot of texts. Yeah, a lot of good, a lot of great ones. Some mean ones, as usual. But yeah, a lot of great suggestions, because I was talking about playing like the music that I like, which is hip hop, rap music, and the music I grew up with, the popular music of today, and trying to also like play that around my kids, and a lot of it's just inappropriate
because like, the videos themselves are explicit. They just are. They don't make... Okay. So having said that, at the Super Bowl, it's all rap hip-hop, right?
Yeah, because Kendrick Lamar is performing.
And who else is in there?
That's what I was going to ask you guys. I don't remember.
I think it's just Kendrick.
No, but they've already announced like 20... Like, you know how it is. Like, when Bruno Mars does it, it's like, and he's going to bring out Like, Janet Jackson did it, and she brought out Justin Timberlake, and he ripped her... I know.
None of us have forgotten that.
The most dated reference in Super Bowl history.
No, I do remember that. And I remember my buddy, because I was in, whatever, fourth grade or something. And my buddy came to school the next day and was like, I saw that my dad Googled it last night. To try to...
He did? To look for the still shot of it?
It was on his history, yeah.
You really couldn't see
it. They were the dark ages back then. We were working with whatever we had.
Do you remember it?
I do, yeah.
You couldn't see her. Like, she had a thing.
I agree. I remember it happening, and I thought it looked like it was supposed to happen. Like, because she did have some sort of covering.
She had like a sun,
right?
Over.
Oh,
she had like a
pasty.
A pasty, yeah.
No, it was like a piece of jewelry almost. There was like a metal sun, from my recollection of it, covering the dark part, and then
the middle was kind of covered by the hole, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, so it was just like, you see almost that much boob on, like, side boob on the Golden Globes carpet,
yeah,
right?
Right. True.
I mean, it doesn't, Kanye's chick walks around, Jesus, did you see the latest photos of her?
Yeah.
She's wearing two pieces of dental floss that, like, zigzag across her boobs down to her.
Yeah.
What is that girl's thing?
I don't know, and I don't get Kanye's thing either. I don't understand it.
Okay.
And Kim Kardashian, I think, has come out and said, like, I don't get it either. Kim Kardashian's like, hey, cover up.
That's when you know.
Yes, yeah, you've gone too far.
No one else is announced yet.
They haven't said anybody else. Why did I think there was?
Well, I think
there's
do a lot
there's
of.
There's been speculation.
Okay.
Yeah, like surprise guests.
Yeah.
Because, like, who did it the other year when then it was Eminem, 50, was it? Mm-hmm. Was 50? Like, it was everybody. Somebody was upside down.
Snoop, 50 Cent was upside 50 down. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we were all like, wow.
Oh, because he's just
ripped, but also being able to do all of that upside down. Oh, yeah. Mad impressive.
And then Eminem came out, because that's when my phone blew up. It was like, you're at the Super Bowl? I'm like,
yeah.
Here's the question that I have, because a lot of people and their suggestions for you were, one, that you're not a good parent because you shouldn't expose your kid to rap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said that, which I disagree with, because if I didn't expose him to him, like, that's just the popular music of today. He's going to hear rap music, whether I play. And I enjoy it. I like I'm not, I don't view it as exposing it to him. It's like, I enjoy this music. I'm playing it with my kid.
I will say this, and we didn't talk about this. I'm not really into rap. I was, because it's just, I was a rock star. So I don't understand who's good and who's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like exposing your kids to alcohol when they're young and then they don't, like, binge. Because I never exposed my kids to anything, then Noah jumped in hard.
Mm.
Like, he was into the triple X, whatever his name is.
XXX, Tentacion.
Sure.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And, like, the guy who's dead, that doesn't narrow down.
Isn't it that
That's
guy?
Him.
No, yeah. Another one who, the guy who ate all the pills in the airport.
Juice WRLD.
There you go.
Oh.
Okay. yeah. But you're kind of helping my point, I think.
Yes,
that,
I'm saying.
That is just the popular music of today. Is that, it's hip hop and rap. If you look at who wins awards, it's rappers. That's just. Who's on top of the charts? There's rappers. Like, it's, everything's melded together.
So what you were looking for was advice on, like, how to let your kids be a part of pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
While still not exposing them to nudity, profanity, and most importantly, the N-word.
Yeah, but that's most important is the N-word. The and profanity is, like, that's...
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen, right. But and I don't love it, but that's
the bulk
the worst,
of the answers were, like, just don't, which is not, in my opinion, is not an answer. And then someone actually suggested the word, like, kids bop.
Kids bop, yeah.
Gosh. visceral reaction. Sorry.
Has anybody ever listened to Kids Bop in this room?
No.
No, not really. Not really.
Not and I intentionally.
I think it's good. I had a visceral reaction too, but the more I thought about it, I think my son might actually like that. And
do you
and
believe
like the
there's a Kendrick Lamar Kids Bop version?
Yes.
Are you Googling it right now?
I absolutely am.
Can we play Kendrick Lamar Kids Bop next on the show?
No.
Come on!
Oh my God. Wait, that's a parody.
No.
Hold on.
Okay. There's no way they did it. There's no way Kids Bop covers everything. They're not covering that. They're not covering.
Some people gave the example of like, because I said how some artists will make music for a movie, and my son likes that in a kids movie. And then, oh, I want to listen to more of them. Well, their other stuff isn't appropriate. And some people gave, I think it's a great analogy, actually, of some actors will be in a kids movie, and they'll also be in a rated R movie.
They have. I think they did Don't Want to Know.
Kids Bop did a Kendrick Lamar song.
Yeah.
Which is a Maroon 5 song. Featuring
they
Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, they No. And then
okay.
All the Stars, another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's Kendrick and SZA.
Yeah.
Are on that one. Okay.
Interesting.
So what is your answer? I mean, ultimately, I think the point is this, and I'm not trying to like rehash this whole thing again, but is there anybody you could text in to 303-222-5423 with constructive stuff? Because whether you're dealing with it now or not, you're going to deal with it the day after the Super Bowl. Because your kids are going to go, that guy's awesome.
I want to listen to more of him.
And he's going to be nothing but clean on the Super Bowl.
There might be bleeps. I don't know. Is there a delay?
He seems like he might just push it. And
yeah.
They're going to have to.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not going to hear it on the broadcast. And that's what I was going to say. Was the being in the movies and the rated G, rated R. Yeah. It's like, what happens when you... This is... Clearly pop culture. This is clear. He's performing at the Super Bowl. It's Kendrick Lamar. And if any kids, not even just my son, any kid of any age goes, that was a great show. I like that. Who is that guy? I want to hear
I'm
more.
I'm going to look him up
There's
on
There's not a
whatever.
Single song that he has. That
Not one.
Not one.
Where he doesn't at least say the N-word.
I mean, unless it's with Maroon 5. Unless it's with SZA.
Katy Perry. Is he on the Katy Perry song? No, he's on Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's on Bad Blood.
Yeah, he doesn't say it in the Taylor Swift. But those aren't his songs, and I don't think he's going to be performing those songs at the
Super
Bowl.
He might do a little Bad Blood. Yeah. All right,
if he brings out Taylor at the Super Bowl?
That's what I'm saying.
Whoa,
that's
that
going to happen.
Be sick.
If Kansas City's playing in the Super Bowl,
wait.
Now all of a sudden Aaron cares who's playing in
I
the
do.
Game.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.